Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We say every day in Ashrei, Sadiq Hashem b'chol derachav. Hashem is righteous in all of His ways. The zechut of making that declaration with a full understanding of its meaning is enormous. The Ibn Ezra writes on that pasuk, if one will ask why this person gets to eat wheat while that person only gets barley, the answer is because their Creator, who knows everything about them, decided this is what He needs for His good, and that's what He needs for His good. Like a doctor giving each one of his patients a different diet depending on their needs. This is the answer to all of the difficult questions in life. Why does he have and he doesn't? Why is she in pain and she isn't? Because that is what their Creator prescribed. The one who knows everything about them and what they need to be successful in this world. With these words, Sadiq Hashem b'chol derachav, we declare our belief in that emunah. The Midrash tells us, Paro made that declaration one time in his life, and because of it, he merited to get all of the Egyptians a proper burial after Kiryat Yamsuf. Even though Paro had denied Hashem time after time, and just once he declared his belief that Hashem is righteous in his ways, that was enough to get that reward. We have the opportunity to say it as much as we want. We know that when a person is going through pain and hardship, one of the accomplishments is that it cleanses and purifies him. But you can't compare the effects that it has when the person accepts it for his best to when he complains and is bitter about it. The Shomer Emunim in his Ma'amar on Hashkaha Peratid Perek Kaf writes, one of the Sadiqim HaKadmonim related a story about a person who was brought up to Shamayim after he left this world. He had a very difficult life. When his deeds were put on the scale, his sins far outweighed his merits. But after his suffering was put on, it tilted the side of merit in favor. Then an angel called out and said, if this person was accustomed to saying Sadiq Hashem b'chol derachav and accepted his suffering, then he'll receive its full benefits and he'll be allowed into Gan Eden. But if he didn't accept them, they will not accomplish as much as they need to. As we know, it's difficult for a person to proclaim his emunah in the righteousness of Hashem when he's going through a hard time, especially when he's in pain. The Sefer Nafshi Cholat Ahavatcha gives us great advice that will ensure to always get the most out of every ounce of pain we have to endure in this world. He writes, when we say the pasuk in Ashrei Sadiq Hashem b'chol derachav each morning, we should mentally declare that I hereby acknowledge whatever I will go through today, I believe be'emunah shelema that Hashem is doing it because He knows it's for my best. He always deals with me the most righteous way possible. That mindset will then be applied each time we go through an inconvenience or difficult circumstance that day. One could also have this in mind to work for past difficulties as well. Of course, to be able to say it and believe it each time something doesn't go our way is much better. But this will help a lot as well. The truth will always remain. Hashem always acts in the best way possible to each individual according to his needs. If we could affirm that belief, we'll be helping ourselves immensely. Have a great day.